Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Andy.
Hey, Andy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, hopefully you can tell me I'm crazy and I have nothing to worry about.
You're crazy. You have nothing to worry about. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so seriously, what's going on?
One of those situations where my girlfriend has a friend who is a guy, and I might be just acting jealous and crazy about it, or I might be a total idiot and something's going on behind my back.
Okay. So let's start with your girlfriend. Her name is...
Marissa.
Okay, and how long has she been your girlfriend?
Since the beginning of this past summer.
Okay, so a few months at least then.
Yeah.
Okay, and so she has a friend who is a dude.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan, okay, that was my next question. And so this guy works with her?
Yeah, he just started there not too long ago, but he's in her department, so basically they see each other every day.
Okay, and how often do you see her?
I mean, we text and stuff every day, but... How often do we go on dates or hang out? Mostly just on weekends.
Okay, so your problem is you think your girlfriend and this friend who's a dude might be more than just
friends. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it, yeah.
Okay, so let's bring our resident female expert, Ashley, in here.
Hello, yes.
And you can explain why you feel that way. So why do you think they might be more than just friends?
Okay, so first of all, I don't understand why this guy has her phone number to text her. I mean, if he's just a friend from work, I don't think he needs to be texting you while you're not at work.
Okay, but I mean, I have Nick's number and I have Shaggy's number and we all text each other on the weekends sometimes, so I mean...
Okay, well, then there's the picture she puts up. Like, all of a sudden, she'll put up pictures of stuff they're doing during the day at work, and she never used to... post pictures from work.
Okay. Is this Ryan guy in the pictures?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay. And then what else?
So we're supposed to go to Hallow Screen last Friday, and she was like, hey, babe, I want to go watch our softball team from work play instead. Is that okay? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. What time do I need to pick you up? And she was like, oh, you don't have to go. It's just a bunch of friends from work. Why don't you take your niece and nephew to Hallow Screen?
Let me take a wild guess. Ryan plays on the work softball team?
Yeah, how'd you guess? also, I didn't know watching the game meant going out for drinks afterwards and not calling me back until the next day.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there might be something going on there, but you know what might be a good test?
What's that?
Okay, so I think what we should do is I should call Marissa and be like, hey, I'm Ashley. I'm friends with so-and-so from your work. I was thinking of asking out Ryan, but they told me to call you first because she said you guys had a thing going on. And I mean, trust me, if something's going on with him, she's going to tell me right away.
Yeah, that's true. And if nothing's going on, she's going to say, oh, yeah, go right ahead, ask him out. I already have a boyfriend named Andy. I'm not interested in Ryan.
Exactly. And yeah. If she's actually interested in this guy, she's not, you know, just going to go, sure, go ahead and ask him out. Most girls are more possessive than that. Even if they haven't done anything yet, but she's thought about it, she's going to be like, well, actually.
Yeah, I think Ashley's right. I mean, I don't know if we're going to find out one way or the other, and we might be left with half the audience thinking something's up, or no, she didn't sound suspicious. But I think this may be our best way to find out. So it's up to you, Andy. I mean, do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, sure. As long as she doesn't know I had anything to do with it.
No, she won't even know you're involved. So now what do we need then? We need her phone number.
Yes, we need her phone number and the name of maybe a friend of hers that she works with, like a female friend.
So can you can get us that stuff, Andy?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, and I'm going to do a call out right now quickly to all the ladies who are listening this morning, because ladies, you know more than anyone. You're going to be able to tell if something's going on. Listen close to her reaction when Ashley asks if there's something going on. I think nobody knows women better than other women.
Correct.
So we're going to be relying on your judgment when we call her when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Marissa, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Marissa. My name's Ashley. We don't know each other, but I'm a friend of one of the girls you work with, Rachel.
Rachel Miller.
Yes, Rachel Miller.
Okay, yeah. What can I do for you?
Okay, so this is going to sound very like seventh grade, and I apologize, but I just wanted to make sure I wasn't stepping on anybody's toes. I was at the softball game on Friday night, and I got to meet Ryan.
Okay.
And anyways, long story short, I was thinking about asking him out. And Rachel was all like, well, you might want to check with my coworker, Marissa, first. I think they're dating.
Oh, okay. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I know this is all kind of goofy, but I just didn't want to be that person who comes in and ask a guy out when somebody else is already interested. Plus, I didn't want to embarrass myself.
No, yeah, I get that. I just...
So I'm guessing by the tone of your voice, then something is going on then?
I mean, yeah, like it's nothing officially going on, but I mean...
But you guys are like into each other.
I guess you could describe it that way.
Okay, that's all you had to say. I 100% respect that. So, I mean, have you guys gone out yet?
I mean... I'm not going to say we've been on, like, an official date or anything. Like, I respect you calling. I'm just sorry. I just feel like, you're friends with my coworker. You said Rachel, right?
Rachel, yes.
Why? It's weird that, like, she just, like, gave you my number. Like, she could have just, like, come up to me and asked me. Like, she was at the game, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like I said, I know this is all really weird because we don't know each other and everything.
Oh, no. I'm not, like, mad, of course. Like, it's all good. I totally, like, appreciate that you're calling. I just, like, never had this happen.
The whole thing is, like, I actually asked a guy out one time and then found out that he was already sleeping with another girl when I asked him out. So I was like, I do not want this happening again.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally get it. I just am, like, taken aback.
Like, when Rachel told me about you guys, I was like, do you think they're sleeping with each other? And she was like, look at Ryan. Wouldn't you sleep with him?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, we're, like, trying to keep this, like, low-key out of the whole, like, work gossip circle, which is just, like, insane. So, obviously, we're not doing as good of a job as I thought. So
yeah, I don't think so, because, I mean, Rachel... Like, what she said was, I mean, she was pretty sure about it, and that's why she had me call you.
Yeah, no, I respect that, and I'll thank her, but that's just good to know, and thanks for calling.
Yeah,
nice
definitely.
To meet you.
No problem.
Okay, so after hearing all this, the consensus is...
Oh, yeah, she's definitely sleeping with him. I mean, yeah. Like, in fact, I'd say this is all new, and if I had to guess, I would say they've probably only done it once, and it was recently, but they've definitely done it.
Okay, so that's your theory. Andy, what do you think?
I don't know what to think.
Okay. Well, it's possible that maybe Ashley's jumping the gun here. What we can do is we can poll the audience and hear what they have to say, and then maybe they disagree with her synopsis of this whole thing. Do you want us to try that?
Sure, I guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.